Happy Valentine's, motherfuckers! And welcome to the Bipod Gay / Transvestite / Podcast! With me, your lovable co-host, Greg Patterson, and your sexy but sexual-licious, booty-licious, sexual-licious, hot piece of ass. What's your name?
Go for it.
Aaron!
Speak up.
Aaron!
Doing Oprah, it's Aaron!
That was a little too much.
Okay, and let's begin the show with something a little bit peaceful. So here you go. Oh, land that I knew once in a lullaby. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Ooh, that sounds good, Aaron. Okay.
Let's turn this shit down and get into the podcast. Okay, the whole reason we fucking played that was because... Oh, wait, do you hear that? Oh, my God. Aaron, do you hear that shit? It's a fucking Mormon! Ah! It's a Mormon, bitches. You know how I do. I tell those bitches off. So the fucking Mormons brought their little granny transvestite bitches all dressed up in their pig outfits and their fucking Moulin Rouge whore dresses. And they're fucking going up and down the street. And you know what? What the hell do us bisexual people do? Oh, you tell them, Aaron. You go. You go, girl. You go.
Well,
That's not the microphone.
Well, what is the microphone?
Right there, please.
Oh, really? Hey, so, basically, we walked out. I was on the phone talking to a certain someone. And, of course...
Hold on, this is so funny because we're talking about this shit. We scared the crap out of my cat. It's literally pissing in the cat box watching us.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Fucking Mormons, I hate them so goddamn much. I'm going to piss and I hope they can smell that shit. I'm going to mark this house and they will know never to come up my driveway because I love my own owners. They come up here, they can smell my piss and they can know that I'm the Satan. And they can fuck off. That's what my cat Lilo is saying. So if Mormons, are you listening to this? My cat says fuck off.
Okay, yeah, you guys really do fuck us. I'm not even going to lie. Stay away from me.
I seriously want to see a Mormon tranny / well, I'm just going to fucking say it, Hulk. I want to see a tranny Hulk dressed up in green, pink, and God colors running up down the street saying, believe in my religion, believe in my religion, believe in my religion, believe in my religion. Oh, man, I'll kick your ass if you believe in my religion, believe in my religion.
I mean, listen.
Anyways, he's on the phone, and I'm jumping around the front yard like a fucking fruitcake going, one margarita, two margarita, hey, margarita, ah, ah, ah. One margarita, two margarita, hey, margarita, ah, 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 ah. Una, dos, cuatro, cinco, seis, kiss that baby, kiss that baby. Ooh, 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 yeah. Go on.
Okay. So,
Shit, I just came again. Okay, go on.
Oh, gosh, not again.
What the fucking game?
It's leaking onto the bed again, babe.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry, that's my cat. Go on.
Oh, that's just wrong. Okay. Well, anyway, we're walking down the street, and it says, hey, let's skip to a certain song, which, what is it called again? Oh, Over the Rainbow.
No, no. Okay.
It's Over the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, we were totally skipping to that, yeah.
And we're all singing, let's sing that song. It's like, Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. And I'm like freaking dancing my little titties off, going up and down. All my neighbors are staring at us. We forgot to mention that my elderly fucking neighbors who absolutely hate us, that keeps reporting us because our grass is too long, bitch. You, oh, hell no. You fucking old pieces of shit. I can call you a fucking fat ass because you're so fucking old, you don't know what the hell internet is. You fucking think internet is television, color TV. Or no. You fucking think internet is for colored people. You fucking fat ass. What the fuck you think you are calling the goddamn city on our fucking grass? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. Neighbors do have souls. They're so old, they fucking think our grass is marijuana growing. They're like, I want some of that shit. Can I have some? Okay, if we gave our goddamn neighbors marijuana, you know what the fuck they would do?
What?
They would think it's a suppository. They would shove it up their fucking cunts. And they'd be like, I don't feel anything. And the wife would say, I didn't feel anything for 5 years, so I don't fucking know. I don't fucking... Whatever. Fuck you, neighbors. Fuck you for calling. We got over $1,000 fine, I think. Fuck you, goddamn serious fucker. $1,000 fine for a rose bush is not being trimmed enough. What the... You fucking assholes. What the hell? What the hell? Okay, welcome to the podcast, by the way. My name is Greg, and our special co-host is Oprah.
How?
As you can tell, Oprah is strung out on crack. Yes.
Well, that's called the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Well, there you go. And don't read any of her books, because you will also be strung out on the crack. Yes. I'm sorry for all Oprah haters, but...
Oprah is a bitch. She is so high on power. She can kiss my freaking big toe. She likes camel toes, by the way. She loves... You know, we are a bisexual podcast, so we gotta love our lesbians. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I love Oprah. She is the best lesbian ever. Because she's a colored person that knows how to read a book.
That's pretty good.
See, I put sentences together. Oh, Oprah just entered the room. How'd that happen? Goodbye, Oprah. Get the fuck out.
Oh,
somewhere over the rainbow.
Somewhere over your mother.
What's that? What the hell, Lilo? She's ripping the box apart. Okay, off.
I swear, I love Herbal, but I kill him dead if he ever touched me again.
Oprah fans know what that's all about. So it's Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
I kill him dead, but I let him touch me again!
Or however that shit goes. Anyway, so yeah, we're acting all gay, jumping up and down, singing freaking all these little gay songs, and my favorite one, and I regret not singing it, and I don't know if I did, and I fucking hate myself for not doing it, is this song, everybody. Excuse the quality, we don't know how this shit sounds, because, just like Oprah, we have bad equipment, and we're from the ghetto. Hold on. Okay. This is our ghetto. We have a cheap-ass $200 computer. We're holding speakers up to the fucking microphone that's attached to the computer next to the webcam, and we're like, this podcast rocks! We are so goddamn cool. We got some shit on the internet. We're so fucking dumb. We are so fucking stupid, but we think we're cool. Come on. Everyone's gonna know the song. Thanks, sing along.
I don't know this song that good.
And you're not bisexual.
I'm kidding. This song is basically a random song.
You can dance.
You can
sing. That's the good life.
Oh my gosh, my mom used to dance this song in the kitchen. I'm not even lying.
Well, we know why you're bisexual.
I just remember this song. I'm sorry, but I'm kind of not literate with how to put it.
I don't know that part.
Yeah, I don't. No one knows this part.
I was gay, I would know the whole song because I'm bi. I only know the good part.
But then there you
go. Oh, bro, get the fuck back in your cage, you stupid ass monkey. Oh, hell no!
Wow.
Drake, I want to give you fucking religion.
Ooh, this is a healthy person.
Come on, get to the good parts.
Wow, this takes forever.
Woo! Strong and smelly, just like the Queen of England. Whoa!
Wow. Wow.
George of the Jungle. Okay, let's turn this shit off.
Oh, let's just get into it. You suck.
Oh, I want to get in that. Anyways, we're just fucking around because it's literally 12:41 at night, and I am horny as fuck, and I want to arouse you people on the webs with my musical talents. I'm going to be the next big, bigger Clay Aiken, because not only can I sing like Prince and Michael Jackson, but I have cum rags. Do you know the whole story about Clay Aiken and his cum rags?
No.
I don't know much about it, but I'm going to spread the slander. But it's fucking truth. Google that shit. He's one of the American Idols. You know who that faggot is, right? He went forever saying he was straight. Somebody went on Mancunt or Manhunt.com, whatever it's called, and found his profile with a cock shot, met him up. It was Clay Aiken. They had sex in the back of the car. He came on the fucking towel and sock, and then he left in the guy's car. Said, if you tell anybody, you know, he'll screw him up, mess him up, or whatever. And then the guy saved the rag. A year later, he went to the press, had a DNA test, and it came out to be Clay Aiken. Then a little bit later, he came out as gay. So, hey girl, go back in the closet because you fucking make us look bad. Clay Aiken, you can suck somebody else's balls, but you ain't coming near me. Because I have a boyfriend. Holla, you stupid asshole.
Holla!
Holla!
Go fuck Oprah, you dyke. Oh, that hurt me.
No! I'm sorry. He went to bend down for something. No, so now that we're talking sex and shit, let's talk about our relationship. Yes. Today, everybody on PBS, it is Valentine's Day. And the more you know, the more you do know. Which is educational. And, it is Valentine's Day! Oprah, get in the fucking cage!
Oh.
So anyways, today is Valentine's Day, as you know, and my name is Greg, as we know, and what's your name?
Aaron?
No, your name's not Aaron, you're Mr. Slave.
Hello. What?
So, Aaron...
If you don't know my name by now, we seriously have a problem.
Well, then you have to write it on your back. So anyways...
Oh, no, you did not.
Anyway, so, in your words, tell us how you met me and how I met you.
Well, it all happened behind a movie theater.
Wow. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. That's the flashback noise. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Okay. Well, it all happened behind a movie theater where,
This is getting gay. I'm serious. Tell them the truth.
Okay, fine. Pretty much, we were at the HC. Well, I was at the HC, you know, doing my yo-yo thing. And,
Actually, no, I didn't see you at that time doing your yo-yos.
You didn't?
No, I was at hell no.
What was I doing?
You were talking to one of our friends. We can't say her name, but Mini-Me?
Mini-Me? That's the nickname you said, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And okay. She already gave us approval, by the way, to say her name.
No, we're not going to say it right now.
Okay, fine. But, Mini-Me, but she's a
very... You're so fucking racist, because she's short, you're calling her Mini-Me?
You called her Mini-Me.
I called her Mini-Me, because I'm taller than you. You're short, you're a fucking midget, now you're like...
No, I'm not, I'm only like... I'm not even a foot shorter than you.
And every... Never mind.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, how do I...
I'm trying to. You're not trying hard enough.
I'm trying to. So, anyway... In a land far, far away.
Oh my god, it's Shrek! Did you fucking hear that? I swear to god, I saw fucking Fiona. Oh wait, no, that was somebody on HQ.
Okay. HC, get it right.
No, it's HQ.
HC.
Harry Queens, that's all that hangs out there.
Okay.
Hey, Philip. Harry Queen number one.
Okay, so anyway, we were there, and pretty much, you know, I guess we're just standing outside.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, a magical, very magical, no, it was Mini-Me who came up there.
Okay, fucking just
okay.
Get to it.
Anyway, a very tall, magical man on a noble, okay, I'm not even going there. A very tall guy came up to me and basically, started talking to me, you know.
About what?
About everything.
Psychically, go fucking for it.
Well, no, I'm not going to go that far yet. We're gonna go there, but I mean, like, you know, we're going by steps. We're going by steps.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I'm the bitch in a relationship.
I am. Get it right. Okay. Don't go there, girl.
Oh, that would hurt.
Don't
me
go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to rip that sack off. What?
Might be the first time it fell off into your lap.
I'll shove it down your throat.
Might be the first time. When am I? Oh, Brad. I love you. Okay, go on.
Okay. Well,
obviously, stop interacting with me. Fucking tell the story.
Okay, well, I'm trying to, but you're talking interacting with me. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So at the HC,
I'm gonna be the all black lady back here judging you.
Oh, go for it. Okay.
My foot. Black girl commentary coming up right now. Commentary.
So,
girl, go ahead.
Over at the HC.
I don't fucking know that slang, bitch. What does it mean?
We were just basically just sitting there.
Oh, that's fucking boring as shit.
And a very tall man came up to me.
Oh, is he fucking looking sexy as hell?
Named Greg.
Oh, that ain't sexy. My boy, don't know shit.
Okay. Well, anyway. So we started talking to each other.
Oh, is he on Bella, Edward, or Jacob's side? I need to know this shit. Right now, I need to know this shit.
I think Jacob.
Oh, hell no, I don't like that fact.
Edward?
Ooh, no. Bless you, Bella. Oprah, get out of here.
Okay. So, we started talking, and then he started picking up an emotional connection, or a spirit, I don't know, how would you put it?
I'm fucking psychic, by the way, and I predict this video is going to suck, but we're going to go with it anyways. No, I don't know, I was picking up a feeling, I started, like, seeing shit, I started feeling vibes off you, and I won't tell your future, but some shit happened. Some fucking weird-ass seven heaven shit went down. Go ahead.
So, started talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we basically hit it off, and we started hanging out, you know? I ended up coming the next day, you know, early.
Oh, you forgot to mention. I'm just gonna can I tell them not the name, but what HQ really is?
Not the name?
Yeah, not the name. What the
purpose? Yeah,
is.
I don't care.
Okay, so I am bipolar, schizophrenia, epilepsy, one tough motherfucker lesbian, so don't fuck with me. That's one of our friends.
And I'm basically a guy who has manic depressive disorder.
Wait, you're a guy? Oh, hell no.
Am I a guy?
Well, they make surgeries for that. We'll fix it.
Okay, it's okay then. But anyway, I'm a guy who basically has manic depressive disorder, and, you know, I don't get depressed over stupid stuff, you know. I don't just go crazy and all that. What it is basically is that I'll be walking down the street and I'll look all happy and then tears will start going down my cheeks and I'm smiling. It's weird. Like deep down I'm depressed, but yet I'm not. It's like an extended version of manic depressive disorder. I don't know exactly what it is or what we do, but basically I get a shot once a month. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Oh wait, what is that?
What?
Hold on.
What?
Keep talking. Hold on. I think I hear something.
So,
God damn it, Oprah's back. You're getting a call!
What the?
Get the fuck out of here, Oprah. No one wants a goddamn fucking car. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she gave you a car for just being yourself. Which is
so
great.
Yeah, now you go on.
So anyways, I'm going into, I think it was Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, because basically I just gave him a psychic reading, and he walks in. I was leading one of the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. We were kind of talking during the meeting, I believe, and he came out and said he was bisexual, and I basically shit myself, because if you saw Aaron, there's no way in hell you could even see that he was bisexual, unless if there's Mormons in the street and we're dancing to Dancing Queen, and you can obviously tell there's some shit going on. And I looked at him, and this, I don't even think you noticed this, but I got a smile on my face, and I went, I fucking love him, and I'm going to reel that man in, and he is going to be mine, bitch. You're going to be fucking mine. I'm going to lock him in my basement, and he'll never see daylight. Oh yeah, I went there. Along with Holly Culkin. Cocken, whatever his name is.
Cocken.
Cocken, wow. Yeah. No, and then I already felt the attraction when I was talking to him psychically, and I had picked up and saw some future things, but I wasn't sure because I don't know if it was my fantasy with being with him, if I wanted something more, because I had no idea he was bisexual. Fucking, you are straight as a goddamn rusty nail. You know, just clean off the nail a little bit, and it'll be worth $20 for $1. Or however that goes at Home Depot.
I am way worth more than that.
Are we fucking full of ourselves?
Oh, what? So you're saying I'm worth $24?
No, 24 nails for a dollar, sweetie.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's how much nails go for.
That's so
cool. It's alright. We can pitch on Craigslist for double the amount.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm getting really perverted, but I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, so no, and I knew there was so much going on with him, and then it was that day. Wasn't it that day me and you wanted to go to Starbucks and hang out and shoot a video?
Yep.
That day.
You can even say what the video was. I don't care.
Yo-yoing for...
Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
Where everyone gets a little bit fruity and a little bit full of powder and fucking tan. And Dunkin' Donuts, you can fucking suck my donut balls because you suck. You want that? You go for it. I'm not going to... If you're going to do it, you got to get yourself in trouble.
Okay. Dunkin', seriously... How?
The famous yo-yo company, Dunkin', do not have souls. Just play that out there, fucking firecrack.
Like, honestly, the crew is fucking awesome. The people who run the crew fucking suck. The reason why I'm saying that is because...
Hitler.
You pretty much have to be army status to be in there.
Hitler.
I mean, I'm not sure about, Chris Brown, the yo-yoist, not the singer, check it out on YouTube, you know. But anyway, he pretty much did a thing. When he was tutuing, he had a tutu.
Hi, girl.
He had a tutu, a pink tutu, on stage, yo-yoing. Of course, it was the most fruitiest yo-yo thing I've ever seen.
Hi, girl.
Like, literally, I can't believe it. And ends up about, I just found out basically about a couple days ago, I guess, he doesn't work for Dunkin' anymore. He's not sponsored by Dunkin' anymore. He's now sponsored by Yo-Yo Factory. And let's not forget, he's the one who created the counterweight yo-yo, which none of you know what that is. Check that out on YouTube, too. But pretty much, it's just fucking badass. So,
what are you doing?
Yeah, and I'm pretty much pissed off at that place. But what I want to do is hopefully... get sponsored by a really cool company that I checked out that basically is new. You could check them out. They are badass as hell. They are known as...
Don't say their name.
Okay, well, I can't say their name then.
No, because I don't want them to cross-reference the people who listen to the show and tell them you should hire them or they listen to this and blah, 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 you're fine.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Without me being involved.
Well, pretty much I can't do that. I just want to say they're badass.
So badass.
And, if they ever do see this or hear from this, they know that I'm talking about them. And, yeah, and hopefully you guys will...
Tell them the truth. Why did Duncan not want them, you to be there?
Pretty much because I was bisexual.
Oh, hell no. You are?
Are you serious?
Oh, you're fired from the Flypod podcast. No bisexuals are fucking welcome on this show. This is a straight, fucking, horny-ass, motherfucking straight man podcast where we talk about cars, motorcycles, and tool shed bars.
Oh, fuck tool shed.
Welcome to Pop.
Okay, well, I used to live in another house at this time. And I was, you know, looking for a gay porno shop, I'm not going
to
lie.
Ooh,
I was looking for those male vibrators, you know what I mean?
It's called the toy at Toys R Us are going.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, anyway, we were walking by. Of course, you see windows that are completely black. You're going to know it's a porno shop. Well, me and the person I used to live with, I open the door and go figure it's a gay biker shop. Not gay biker shop, gay biker bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about very hairy men with nipples hanging out and elastic around your you know, woo-hoo. And pretty much it was getting creepy. Chains from the collar down to their side, some of them going straight to their sharp, what was it, a knife dick or something?
What?
And,
A knife dick?
A knife dick. We're talking about like a knife on the tip of the dick.
Oh.
Well, that anyway, I was like, oh, fuck. No. It isn't gonna happen. I closed it, kept walking. Ends up, the porno shop was right next door, and the windows weren't tinted at all. So that was really weird. I mean, I thought, is it like illegal to like have porno and all that just showing right out the window? It isn't? Oh, that's weird.
Not Palm Springs, anything can fucking happen.
Well, there you go. Wait, what's that noise?
I'm eating some candy. You said hairy guys with nipples and knife dicks, and I was like, I gotta put some sweet in my mouth.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Sweet, I'm sucking up some banana candies for Valentine's Day.
If you're into that stuff, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Who is the one that said put chains on Greg, tie him to the fucking tree outside, put some goddamn honey, and let the ants take advantage of him?
I didn't say anything like that. I don't know.
Oh,
you're
wait, no,
about.
That was my wet dream last night. Never mind, I take that back.
Okay.
It's fucking Oprah. She's probably
not. Oh, there. Man.
She's like, I like white boys with honey!
No, but I love chains. I love chains, but I'm not into old people. I'm not into elastic, weird leather suits that have knives on the end of the dick, because that's a cool turn off right there. Imagine that going somewhere. That ain't gonna happen.
But that's cool, like, okay.
It ain't gonna happen.
No, seriously, think about the advantage of that. We're, like, in a bread shop. You're like, God damn, I want to taste some of this sourdough Italian sauce tequila bread. And they're like, shit, I don't have any butter knives. Big ol' Santa Claus comes whipping out his cock with his butter knife attached to his dick.
God.
It's like a fucking Swiss Army knife. But
it
version.
Is. It
but,
is. You could probably look that up online.
Yeah, it's called podomatic.com/bipod.
Wait, what? We have that?
Oh, we can.
We have to look that up then and put it on there.
I am such a media whore. I'll do anything for views. And if you guys voted me to put a fucking knife in my cock, I'll totally do that.
No.
It'll be a family photo.
Okay. Creepy.
Hey, it's only creepy if you don't have standards. If you have standards.
That's well... In that case, I have standards.
You're going out with me and you have standards?
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know why you put yourself down like that. I think you're really, really hot. I think you're hot. You heard me. I think you're hot. You totally went quiet.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm going to use that as a ringtone. When I'm sad, I'll just play that back. No, I think you're beyond hot, obviously, because I go out with people for their looks. So 5 months, fuck you, you're on your own.
Oh, really?
No, but I honestly, that is a big issue for me. I have very low self-confidence. Straight up, not fucking lying with you.
Well, that's when you just basically tell someone to fuck off and you go for yourself. That's what I did.
Well... One of the things I love about my new boyfriend is we walk everywhere. My fat ass has not walked this much in my goddamn life. I have to walk to a bus stop, then go back and forth a couple times there. Fucking walking from La Quinta all the way up to Palm Springs. My fucking legs are melting because of the goddamn desert heat. But no, I've lost a lot of weight. Fucking people have told me, like, oh my god, Greg! I'm like, oh my god, what? And they're like... You're white, aren't you? They can finally see my skin color after all the fat rolled off my goddamn face. But, no, they've told me, you know, I'm losing weight and I look so much happier. And basically, I have this glow about me and I look so much happier and everything. And I look so much happier and I look so much happier. I'm like, oh my god. And they're like, you look so much happier. And I'm like, oh my god, I know. And they're like, why are you so happy? I'm like, because I have a boyfriend who loves me. And that's what makes me fucking happier.
Ah.
So, you have changed my life more ways than one. I love you, sweetie.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Fuck you, it's not Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day / Eve / next year.
Just pretend it was yesterday.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like a humming noise.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Hello? Ooh.
Hello, you sexy internet people. This is Celine Dion. That's my new CD coming out 2012.
I got to do something.
I'll do celebrity impressions right now. You go.
Celebrity impressions?
Yeah. You want me to start, or do you want to go?
Does E.T. count?
Anything. Mostly singers, though.
Singer. Okay, I'm just gonna do this random one because everyone, I don't know why people even went to that thing. He's a kid. He has a 3D movie. Get over it.
Oh.
He's a kid. He got lucky.
Love this guy. Totally. He speaks. Can I say his name?
Go for it.
JB totally speaks to my soul. Oh my god. I am, like, in love with Justin Bieber. It's not because I haven't hit puberty yet or haven't got my, like, my JJ shaped yet. I'm still working on it with some curly crayons and some chocolates and some wrappers, but I love JB. He speaks to my soul.
Okay, very quick. If,
wait, what?
Okay. Are you going to do the one I think you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day, bitches, and my boyfriend slash husband slash future husband made a song for me a couple years back, and I'm going to share with my new boyfriend.
Which he stole.
Go for it, babe.
Wait, I don't hear it yet.
Hello, hello.
The song I listen to.
Speakers aren't working.
Well, that's better.
Oh well, go for it. Go for it, babe. Say something.
Baby.
It's like all his songs. I just noticed that half his songs have the word baby.
Go for it, sweetie.
What am I gonna say? I don't know this song.
Okay.
He made a song just for us. Like, OMG. You know what? We're gonna go to a 3D movie, and after that, we're gonna throw up.
I hope at the end, he fucking turns a man and comes all over the audience in 3D. He's like, special effects, 4D bitches! Well, really, I mean, he is gay, so it's like, falls asleep.
I feel bad for the kid. Supposedly, wait, remember that video of him going bald or something?
I don't know the whole thing, but.
Oh, wait.
What? Upstairs or downstairs? He's never had puberty, so he's fucking matching the carpets and the drapes if he goes bald.
Okay, I got something to say.
Yeah.
What happened? You saw the Grammys, right?
Not really. I was fucking.
Well, really. Supposedly, we're talking about a person being pregnant. Who was that person again?
Oh, Katy Perry.
Is it possible she's pregnant?
I think so.
Huh. What do you guys think? If you think something, what would they say to us?
I think Katy Perry is so fucking pregnant.
Twitter, right? They tell something.
Yeah, they can Twitter us. Okay, turn it off. My head's gonna explode.
One time.
I'll tell you one time. Woo-hoo. One time. Woo-hoo.
Does somebody have a gun? Seriously?
Come on, babe, sing along.
I don't know this song, it's so gay.
Just use the catch line, it's like in every 5 seconds. World, my world. Ah.
What the fuck?
All his songs, all you have to do is say one time, or baby.
What?
What the fuck?
Hold on, wait. Justin, we have Justin Bieber on the phone. He's on the Mickey Mouse Verizon phone. And,
hey, JB, what would you like to tell me?
You want to be my one guy?
Who, JB?
Oh, hell no, JB. You're not my number one guy. I got fucking Aaron. Call me when you're 18. Or in back of the tool shed. We'll meet in Palm Springs at the tool shed. You know, you're rich. Bring your motorcycle and your friends, and we'll have a game day. Oh, wait. This is my podcast, so hopefully my boyfriend won't hear.
Yeah, I'm on the show with you.
Oh, fuck.
You're screwed.
You know what? I think everyone needs to hear the Michael Jackson song.
Wait. Where is this?
Wyatt Loads. How do we feel about the child molester Michael Jackson? Seriously, how do we feel about that? Don't stall, seriously. Okay, shut up. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Have you heard this song, Dave?
No, but it's very true.
Oh, it gets better.
I was freaking in a
quiet. The show's running.
Oh, it gets funnier.
This is so true. This should be in the Bible. Under a new Jesus. The Mormons can come to your house and show you the testimony of testimony. That's so true for Philip. And so on, but that story brings us to a sad, sad, true story. Fuck you all, bitches! It's time for us to go, motherfuckers! This has been the PBS special of the Bipod Podcast. The podcast where it makes you feel dirty and aroused and somewhat feeling like you have to give money to underappreciated children and animals. SPC, good donation, come hey. Anyways, this has been Greg. Cupid on what? Oh, wait. Bipod show set. Oh, okay. Anyways, if you want to check us out, motherfucker, this is the best thing to do. We actually need your help. We need your help. Say it. We need your help. Say it.
We need your help.
Say it louder.
We need your help.
There, that say it creepier up. For the position you're at right now. Get your head back. Say it.
We need your help.
And Oprah wants you to say, go to iTunes.com/ something rather. Right, fucking Oprah don't know shit. It's go on iTunes, click on the store, and type in Bipod. BIPOD. That's as simple as that. Click on Bipod. Hit the subscribe button. Like us, Bing us, or whatever the fuck the Apple people keep coming up. What the? Apple, you can kiss me on the fucking balls. What the fuck likes Bing anyway? Fuck you, Bing, or Ping, or Ding-a-long-ding, whatever the fuck. No, but write a comment underneath the bipod on iTunes. Tell everyone to donate to us. Donate us your used sperm, or whatever you feel like donating. We love homemade ones. Yeah. Anyways, but I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm tired. It's fucking like 1:11 in the morning. Okay, so what are you doing, babe?
Go to our Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Twitter.com/bipod. BIPOD. Something like podomatic.com/bipod. But mostly iTunes.
It's search. Actually under your name. No, it's bipod podcast / Aaron and Greg.
No, that's not it.
That's it.
That's something else.
That's our Twitter
name. Something else.
It's bipod podcast.
Whatever. Go on iTunes and type in bipod, subscribe to us, tell all your friends, rate us, and just remember, in every episode, we turn you on just a little bit more than last time, but you turn us on even more, and we will so fucking find your address, we will stalk you, we will fill your goddamn mailbox worth a spam of the Mormon religion, we will fucking... Us bisexuals will chase your children down the street singing ABBA, Dancing Queen. We'll fucking throw bricks in your window. Okay, everybody. Facebook, what's our Facebook page, babe?
Our Facebook is Bipod Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/BipodPodcast. Because those fucking gun idiots took Bipod. So fuck you, little assholes. And check us out on YouTube coming soon. Now say something.
You're going to see us on YouTube. We're going to have our own vlog. Is that how you said it? Vlog, right? That's what the YouTube's going to be for. Yeah.
You sound so old.
Shut up.
We're on that YouTube page. We're going to have some videos for your entertainment. It's like moving pictures. It's like watching a slideshow but with sound, you silly gooses.
Yeah.
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 Do you want to be a Mormon like me?
No.
Yes, you do, Sonny. Yes, you do.
Hell no.
Don't you use that foul language in front of me. Respect your elderly.
You know, I'm about to pull Eminem shit on you.
Oh, I love that Eminem. Just, like, I want to be a real Slim Shady. Oh, won't you be my love? I'm the real Sim Slady. What? Mockingbird. Stan. Love the way you lie. That young fellow, that black guy, he is amazing. He knows how to sing the...
We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
He knows how to sing those words, those talented artists. I hope he makes it big one day. He's a talented motherfucker.